This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joined now by Michael Letts. He's from InvestUSA.org, and he also is a writer at American Thinker. And, I mean, this is always sort of it's always a target-rich environment during the O'Biden presidency for you, isn't it?
It always is. There's plenty to write about, plenty to say, that's for sure, and getting better every day.
So, we had a briefing the other day, or a hearing. I don't know what I would call it. Anyway, we had Christopher Ray with the impossible hair. Have you ever noticed his hair never looks different ever? Got Christopher Ray with the impossible hair up there. And, what do we find out about that?
And then, of course, you had Mayorkas sitting next to him, Secretary of Homeland Security, which we have no Homeland Security, the most ineffective and useless Homeland Security Secretary this country has ever seen.
Right.
But let's quickly set the stage, Bill, as to what has transpired. You have people asking me all across the country, what's going on overseas? Is it still affecting us? Yes, ground troops have entered into Gaza. But for those that are wondering, well, how come they don't just drive across there 60 miles an hour and be done with it and have it done by this afternoon? Understand that Hamas and Hezbollah, for decades, have been building underground tunnels. There's literally hundreds of miles of underground tunnels underneath. They put a lot of their key locations, headquarters, underneath hospitals so that they want to be bombed on a hospital so they can go to the world. They don't care about the Palestinians. They want to be able to go to the world and say, look at what these people have done. They're killing people in hospitals. You must, join us in this holy war against Israel. And, of course, it's Israel and the U.S. Remember, that is what Iran is saying now. They're calling for a holy war against us both. So that will take time to be able to use bunker busters, to be able to, they're launched from F-16. They find their target. They go 150 feet below ground, and then they explode, destroying it. But when there's that many tunnel systems, you have to destroy them first. Otherwise, you go right over them, and they come up from behind and ambush you. So it's going to be a long, slow process. Why is that important to set for your listeners? Because during this process, while the war is in the news every day, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban have all partnered together to say now is the time for there to be a holy war or a caliphate to be launched worldwide, starting with our main enemies, Israel and the U.S. That having been said, what have they done to position themselves within the U.S.? Well, we know yesterday alone we caught four terrorists. Remember, the day before we caught eight. But we caught four terrorists yesterday that were from Hezbollah and Hamas. We know who they are. They're on our terrorist list. But what is interesting about this, Bill, is that the four that we caught yesterday, we didn't just catch these four terrorists while Malia's trying to come across illegally into this country. They were loaded with explosives and ordnances and control devices. Now, you don't bring that kind of stuff across to say, you know what, I think I'll put it in my closet and forget about it, and a couple years later I'll come back to it. They are very methodical in staging and getting ready. So it is imminent. But that having been said, we have set the stage. So why was there a hearing yesterday with the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, and the director of Homeland Security in the Senate subcommittee? Very simple. Now that this is known, we know intelligence has confirmed the call from Iran and Middle Eastern countries to join in the holy war. They have confirmed and we know this from Assad and others, that there are terrorists from their organizations, thousands of them, quite frankly, that have been able to get across our unprotected borders and are in this country now. And so here we go with the hearing yesterday. The question that was asked by Director Ray, by Senator Johnson, is America safer today under the presidency of Joe Biden than it has been in the past? Christopher Ray is a smart politician, but he's not that smart. He had to wait for about 10, 15 seconds of dead silence. Then he finally came back and said, well, we're in a different era now. Things are certainly more threatened and elevated than they ever have been. Translated, we're in a lot unsafer situation now with Biden than we've ever been in the past. So we have that acknowledgement. Then you have Mayorkas. The question was raised, okay, are these explosive devices that came across? I told you the day before we captured eight terrorists, known terrorists from Hezbollah and Hamas the day before. And you remember, we know for a fact, Bill, that we only catch anywhere from 10 to 20% of the people who actually get across. So you look at the numbers, we've seen what their intelligence from Iran are indicating. Now you say, well, yeah, they'll lie some. Of course, most intelligence do. But still, where there's smoke, there's fire. Are there tens of thousands of them in this country? Perhaps not that many, but we know there are thousands of terrorists that have already secured across. We now know from what we captured yesterday that they are arming them and putting their explosives and ordnance ready for them to make a major move in the country. And here's what I want to stress to your listeners. These are not people engaged in conventional warfare. They come in and shoot you. I mean, I'm not saying that's a good idea, but at least it's a quick death.
Right.
No, they are trained for one particular reason, as ISIS and as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have done. They want to instill the greatest amount of fear in the American public possible. So they torture their victims. They do things that are horrific that we cannot even mention on the air before they do. Now, I will tell you this. I would warn all those terrorists that are considering that move here in this country. We're different than Israel. Israel had 2% of its population that's armed. The vast majority of Americans are armed, and the vast majority are patriots. You come to this country, which you're already here, you know it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If you think you're going to get away with the same thing without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Because I will tell you, the patriots in this country will go to no bounds to determine to protect their children, their loved ones. And you think you can be mean? You hadn't seen nothing till you get an old Texan when you're trying to kill his wife. You know, God have mercy on the terrorists when they decide to unleash themselves. But we have to sound the alarm now.
Right.
We have to do something about it. I'm telling all people across the country, verbalization is done. We've talked enough. It is time for action. The federal government is charged under the Constitution with providing for the common defense, and that is to protect its citizens. No one in their right mind can justify protecting citizens by having open borders, knowing that those borders are allowing terrorists determined to not just kill, but to torture and to do barbaric things to its citizens. They have totally abdicated their responsibility. It is time for us to recognize that instead of burying our head in the sand. Tell the federal government, you abdicated your role. We're taking it over now. We're going to ask every governor of a border state to send its guard units to the border. We're going to ask militia units to do the same. And we're going to defend and make sure this border gets sealed before it gets to the point where we lose the ability to protect our families.
Hang on for a minute.
Go ahead.
We're coming up on the break. I got a question for you because I haven't looked into this, but we'll talk about this in the next segment. Michael runs something called Invest USA, which is where they are giving. They've given over 11,000 vests to law enforcement, canines, that sort of thing, because police officers need a level of protection today they've never had to face before. And he's trying to do his best to make sure they reach that level of protection by simply giving them to him. There's a donate button there, and you can also find his work at AmericanThinker.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. We're talking to Michael Letts from Invest USA. Wasn't there a time, Michael, on the border where there was a bunch of volunteers, like sort of militia volunteers down there on the border in various places that were trying to intercede with these guys and turn them over to the Border Patrol? I saw movies about that. I saw documentaries about that. Are they gone now?
They're gone now. And let me tell you why. That's why we're asking them to come back. They left the same as you recall just weeks ago. The Texas put out barbed wire, razor wire,
right,
across the border. And the federal government brought in a forklift, lifted it up, and actually had a group of Border Patrol agents, I think it was 30 to 40 of them, who went into the water and helped escort 300 illegals across. That's treason. In fact, I tell the Border Patrol agents, I know they don't want to hear this, if you participated in that, I don't care if that was a direct order given or not, you, my friend, are guilty of betraying this country.
Yeah.
They have already taken it to court. The judge has ruled, a federal judge, that the U.S. government overstepped its bounds. It does not have the authority to break the law by helping to escort illegal immigrants into this country. And, of course, the Biden administration, which is the liberal leftist Democratic Party, took the position, no, we were just being humanitarian. We didn't want those illegals to slip, to drown, be injured in any way. So we were providing protection. The response is, that's like telling a criminal, a bank robber, I don't want you to get hurt or to stub your finger on the lock to the vault. So let me get it open for you to help you get in to rob. That is a ludicrous argument. The judge saw through it, ordered the Biden administration not to do it again. Now that we have that particular ruling, it is time that we as Americans reengage and defend our borders and defend this country.
Well, I'm for it. I mean, I was wondering about those guys. I saw that documentary a while back. Nothing ever happened to them,
No, they didn't get locked up or anything along those lines. They just saw the futility because they were trying to stop. Well, then, of course, immediately, you're coming across. I'm trying to stop you. I've got you detained before I can get you turned around and pushed back across the river. I've got federal agents coming in. Can't do that. Leave him alone. We got it from here. Then I know that as soon as you have him, you're going to turn him loose in about 5 minutes. So it just kind of became a useless act. But this time, things are different.
Right.
We're not talking about just worried about, well, you know, who cares whether Bill goes back across the river or not. Now we know they have one intent in mind, and that is to terrorize our citizens.
Yeah.
And we have an obligation to protect our families.
Yeah. Now, do you expect to see, I mean, here's the thing, and I don't know where it's going to pop up first, but I mean, in these areas where all of this border nonsense is happening, would you expect to see a re-emergence of a militia group coming in there and saying, okay, well, they're having trouble keeping you out. We'll show you how this is done.
Yes, I expect people, as they begin to really grasp the barbaric behavior of the terrorists we're dealing with, and realizing now, not just we're thinking about coming there, but we actually have the documentation to know you're here. You're here illegally. You're stockpiling explosives and all to destroy our people. I think Americans are going to realize, you know, I would rather defend now while I know what's going on than defend after the fact that you've got my wife and children as hostage.
Yeah. That makes perfectly good sense to me. I like that just the way it sounds. But, I mean, what about the interior of the United States? Like here, like where you live in Columbia, where I live up in the upstate of South Carolina, do you expect to start? I mean, when I travel, I'm traveling sort of heavy nowadays.
Right.
What about you?
No question. What I expect, what I'm encouraging, is for every Republican governor, we'll take South Carolina anyways now, but any Republican governor to say, you know, this doesn't affect just Texas, Arizona. It affects the entire country. So we're going to send one of our guard units there to assist. And quite frankly, when the federal government sees you have guard units that have been empowered to assist and defend the border, the only way they're going to be able to stop that is if they call in the military. Well, to do that, you have to enact the Insurrection Act because, more technically, the military forces are not allowed to operate on U.S. soil. So it's going to be a real mess. And quite frankly, I don't think they're going to win public perception when they're trying to keep you from protecting having your family slaughtered and murdered.
Right.
It's a losing scenario for them. It's time we call them to the carpet. Once we start that, we need to keep the ball rolling and calling them on every particular unconstitutional mandate they've done and get this government back in check.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, and I've never thought to ask you this, but I mean, you live in South Carolina as well as I do. Do you find our state to be somewhat of a follower versus a leader when it comes to national matters like what's going on right now with everything else?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah. We have the potential to be great leaders, but for whatever reason, we have chosen to kind of react instead of proact, and that's disappointing. We can do better. And it is time that we confront our leadership, lead, or get out of the way.
Right.
Very simple.
Yeah. I mean, that part of it, I sit back and I don't understand why we're not that way already.
I think from a very sad indictment, we have become complacent. And everybody's sitting back and saying, okay, I want to do that too. I'll support you. I'm just not going to go first. You go on ahead and get out there and start doing that, and then, you know, if it seems to be working out, then I might run down there and join you. That's not how things get accomplished.
Right.
You either believe in the cause, you believe in the truth, or you don't. If you do, do something about it. If you don't, then go find another country to screw up, because we've got enough problems of our own here.
Yeah. Right now, I know, for example, that the majority of the United States is permitless carry, and we have permitless carry tabled somewhere in the Senate.
We do, that's correct.
And I just don't understand why we just don't make some movement and go one way or the other. I guess they're worried about what we're going to say when they do.
Well, they're so concerned about their reaction of the leftist Democratic Socialist Party.
Oh.
And they're concerned that, oh, because actually they do have one valid concern. The media is their mouthpiece. And so they're concerned that it may look like we're out of step. Well, the fact of the matter is, that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
The people out of step are the small minority of Democratic vocalists, the leftists, that think that it's all a great Woodstock love fest. Nobody wants to hurt anybody.
Right.
And all we need is love. I'm sorry. I wish it worked that way. I really do. But it doesn't. And that is putting your head in the sand, and that is how people get killed.
Yeah.
And we are determined to protect our families. And quite frankly, let me remind your listeners once again what we just said earlier on your show.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to leave that last word because we're about to run out of time. But hey, you'll be back with me on Lock and Load next week, and there will be more Michael Letts next weekend.
You got it.
Lock and Load this coming weekend. Check him out on AmericanThinker.com, InvestUSA.org. That's his website. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
U.S.
USA News update. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
He said more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. Today, former President Trump's son Eric is testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. The state has accused him, his brother Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans. They've denied those allegations. CBS has sold out of Super Bowl commercials, almost, which is a departure from the usual last-minute rush, in contrast to previous years where ad space is often sold out closer to game time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, Dan is in a unique position because he has been observing and been a journalist for quite some time. We have seen these people come and go as like the stars of gun control. Shannon Watts did it, right? Bloomberg, to a certain degree, has done it. Gabrielle Giffords has done it. Inevitably, though, their time in the light sort of goes away. Do you think Ryan Bussey thought that he was going to separate himself from the herd because he was the gun guy? And then
I'm sure that was part of the motivation. He had to know that. I've talked to people who worked with him at Kimber in the past.
Right.
And he was always I'm going to use the term FUD, and I don't know if people know what that means. That's somebody who thinks, you know, my shotgun and my bolt-action rifle are fine, and nobody else needs anything but that.
Right.
And AR rifles are terrible, and nobody's shot one. People say that he's always been that way. People who worked with him tell me that he had done his best to quash efforts at Kimber in the past to develop or to put out semi-automatic guns aside from 1911 platform handguns, you know, more EDC friendly type guns.
Right.
Earlier, you know, Kimber has since done that, you know, in recent years, but he argued against that while he was there. So I think he's always had that bent. He'd always been of the FUDish persuasion.
Right.
You know, with the double barrel shotguns and the bolt action rifles.
So the 7.8 round 1911, that's an okay gun in his opinion, that kind of thing.
Yeah, apparently. Or maybe he thought that was a necessary evil. I'm sure that's a huge percentage of what Kimber sells. Most people don't even know that they make bolt rifles.
Right.
They're much more famous for the handguns, you know, and the first the 1911s, and then they got into revolvers, and now they make, some nice, EDC guns, and then they just came out with the, I think it's called the K6S or whatever, K9S, something like that. Last year, Chacho, which is a very nice gun. Anyway, they broadened their product line. A lot of that happened after he was gone, or was at least on his way out. So yeah, I think he knew exactly what he was doing when he left. I think he decided to write that book, and I think he knew that there was a lot of money to be made as a professional paid apostate. That would bring a lot of media opportunities. You know, if he wrote a book,
right.
he'd get a lot of interviews and media hit requests from TV and all that. He has since testified on behalf of the gun control industry in Congress. I think he thought that out all well in advance, and that he may have even had plans before to run for office in Montana and thought that that would raise his profile and help him in that regard. I don't know. Who knows? I can't read his mind. I'm not going to pretend to do that, but it would not surprise me if that were the case.
Well, I mean, that is him changing direction. I mean, it's like, this didn't work out, so I'll try this now. And I mean, he reminds me of the Elizabeth Warrens and the Shaun Whites and the Rachel Dolezals of the world to get out there. And they want to be something that they're not, right? But they think this will get them into a better position to be what they want if they just change or profess to be something.
I don't think we're going to see him in dreadlocks or anything like that anytime soon.
Probably not.
So
he's not going to try.
And I think the case here is, I think him pretending to be something he wasn't was probably more the case when he's working for Kimber than it is now. I think now is probably a more accurate reflection of who he is and what he believes than what he was when he worked in the gun industry.
Right.
I did not know him then, but that's my opinion.
I've never met him.
I've never spoken to him. Don't know him at all. But that's my impression from talking to people who did know him and did work with him.
Right. So I guess that was something that I was interested in as far as what you thought of that, because his whole time with this has been somewhat of a nothing burger, hasn't it? He hasn't really been he hasn't been as effective as Shannon Watts, who was not effective at all.
Well, Shannon Watts, it depends on how you're measuring effectiveness. Shannon Watts built herself up allegedly from this, you know, suburban mom.
Right.
In, I think, Indiana. And started up every town to the point where she was bought out by Michael Bloomberg and worked for him and made a lot of money for a lot of years. So if you're measuring it by that, she was very successful.
Right.
She was very successful in, again, like Buzzy, writing a book, getting all kinds of media attention for it. She's like the go-to talking head every time there was a mass shooting and one of the networks needed a quote. So there's that. And Bloomberg built up his gun control operation by merging MOMS into every town and mayors against illegal guns and all that. And so, again, it all depends on how you measure success.
Well, I know she was in the news, and I know she made, but I mean, Joy Behar's in the news. It, you know, making a lot of noise. She made a lot of noise, but I mean, who as far as who is actually really effective at, it probably have to be Bloomberg, right? The kingmaker versus the ones he's trying to crown.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was a paid sock puppet for her. I think she was an effective one. She's telegenic, she's intelligent, she speaks well in front of the camera and all that. So she gave good soundbite to anybody who wanted to get the anti-gun point of view, which is most of the media. So, again, I'm sure Bloomberg felt he got his money's worth out of her.
I'm sure he did too. I would say he got his money's worth out of her. But I mean, in terms of staying power, most of these guys don't have very much staying power. Doesn't seem to me. Whatever happened to the Violence Policy Council and the Coalition to Stop Handgun Violence, or whatever they were called? Are they gone now? They've been absorbed.
One of them was absorbed into the Bloomberg operation at Johns Hopkins, I believe, and there are others that have sort of come and gone. They pop up, they're kind of astroturf operations. There's one called Guns Down America. There is Sandy Hook Promise that's still going, but it's, you know, it's a minor player, relatively minor player. These things could come up. It just depends on where, if they can get grants from operations like the Joyce Foundation and right. people like that.
Right.
To keep going. And if they can, then they pay their salaries for a few years.
Well, hang on for me if you can. We're coming up on the last break. The truthaboutguns.com. They provoke a lot of thought, and that's any entity that can provoke thought is gonna be very influential. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. The good thing about The Truth About Guns is even when I'm doing the interview with Dan, The Truth About Guns website is constantly changing. And it just refreshed and just became something else. Got a new article on here. We found out that the gun control industry has bad news. What is it? And this is coming from the CDC. So what's the bad news for the gun control industry?
Well, it could have made people at the in the Biden administration terribly happy that the CDC came out with data that shows in 2022 the firearm homicide rate fell by 6%. Now, that, of course, is good news by any measure, but it doesn't do much for Biden's war on guns. Especially when you look at it in terms of the bigger picture. Now, of course, the White House immediately tried to take credit for that.
Oh.
They sent out a tweet saying this is an encouraging sign that POTUS's actions to address gun violence are helping save lives. Uh-huh. And if you believe that one, I've got a bridge across San Francisco Bay I'd like to talk to you about. Think about what this means. Beginning in 2020, we had the pandemic, and we had the George Floyd Summer of Love, which ushered in a wave of progressive politics, policies, and changes to laws across the country that resulted in crime waves and huge increases in violent crime and murders in cities all across America. So you've seen it the most. Chicago's always been bad. You've seen it, huge increases in Philadelphia. You saw a pretty good spike in New York City, although on a per capita basis, they're not as bad. You've seen it. We've seen it here in Austin. We've had record numbers of murders. We've seen it a lot of places. So what all that kicked off also was a record gun buying spree among Americans. We're now up to, I think, 50 straight months of, if you go by the NSSF's adjusted background check numbers, of a million or more firearms sold in a month. So 50 straight months of that. People start tooling up when they realize that we've got progressive prosecutors who don't prosecute people. We have zero bail laws that are letting people walk out the jailhouse door as soon as they've been police department door as soon as they've been arrested. We've got decarceration policies that are letting people out of jail sooner. That's making more recidivists on the streets all the time. So all these things are going on, and that's what's leading to the increase in crime all across the country. Yet, despite all that, and despite the fact that we're told by all the smartest people that all these extra guns in the street being bought by law-abiding Americans is the real reason that murder rates are up. Gun homicides have gone down. And they didn't go down just a little bit. They went down 6%. That's a lot in 1 year. Now, of course, the media who are reporting this, and you're not seeing it in many places, but where you are seeing it, they are saying, well, yeah, it came down 6%, but it's still a lot more than it was in 2019. Well, yes, that's because that was, again, pre-pandemic, pre-George Floyd. And that was the last year of a historic drop in violent crime. Started in about 1994, and went for an entire generation where violent crime in this country dropped to new lows, historic lows that we've never seen before. And it happened at the same time that civilian gun ownership doubled in this country. There were twice as many guns in civilian hands in 2019 than there was in the early 90s. So a gun, again, more guns, less crime through 2019. Then 2020 hit. We see where we are. A lot of people went out and bought guns and are still buying them. And I think we're starting to see a backlash, and we're also starting to see finally, we're starting to see at least arguable that the fact that there are more more law-abiding gun owners out there means that a lot of those crimes are being deterred.
Well, I would think so. I would think the specter of more people being armed, because that's who they fear the most. Criminals fear an armed citizen more than a cop, right?
Yeah, because the armed citizen's right there. Cops never show up till minutes later, at least, if you're lucky. By then, the criminal's usually gone. Of course, the sound you're hearing in the distance is the heads of gun control advocates popping when, you know, the natural conclusion of all this is more guns equals less crime, and they can't abide that thought at all. So that's why they're emphasizing the fact that the rate is still higher than it was in 2019. Because they have to look for the black lining in that white puffy cloud. But the good news is gun homicides did drop in 2022.
Well, whatever's going on, the 50-month gun buying binge, as you put it, is it 50 months of a million or more guns?
Yes.
And that's 50 months, so it's 4 years too.
And that's a minimum.
Yeah. Well, that's always. Do they defer on the side of conservatism when they're making the numbers as far as guns bought?
Well, yeah, those are adjusted background checks, right. And again, that's only guns that are sold via background check. But there are more than 20 states where people who have carry permits don't even have to undergo a background check when they buy a gun.
Right.
So the actual number of guns sold is significantly higher.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So that's interesting. And it's always the CDC, you know, the CDC, I use CDC data all the time because they were the ones that came out with the 3 million number as far as defensive gun uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, do you think they put, like in 2013, remember when they thought they were going to get universal background checks and they commissioned the CDC to study gun violence under Obama? And they came out, they published a report in June of 2013, and it went exactly the opposite way of where Obama wanted it to go.
Right.
And shouldn't we be looking at the CDC data and just claiming, well, you know what? Your own government says that we don't have a gun issue here in the United States. So let that go. Let's go look at something else. Let's talk about inflation.
Well, you'd think so. Yeah. But, of course, they scrubbed that defensive gun use number from their website because it was upsetting the gun control industry and making their job more difficult.
They didn't delete it from their website, though, do they? I bet you can still find it somewhere. It's in the Wayback Machine. You know you can find it.
Oh, of course it's there.
Yeah.
But there used to be a page where you could find that number. Not anymore. That's okay. We've got the William English Georgetown number, which is very persuasive on its own.
Yeah, but I mean, with the CDC data, that means 8,219 times today somebody's going to defend themselves with a gun. So,
yeah,
excellent pop on that one. I was just sitting here, and Dan says, refresh the page and tell me what you see. And I was like, okay, let's go with that. So, as usual, sir, thank you very much for taking the time to join me.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find the latest in the gun culture. And it doesn't matter what it is you're looking for. They have something. If you're one of the new people buying guns, they have a section just for you. If you're one of the ones looking to test a gun or you want to see what's happening with this gun or that gun, if they haven't already tested it, they're probably going to test it. And they do other gear reviews as well, guns for beginners, gun control, all the things that would worry somebody in a, you know, when you want an America that is made of liberty. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.